We welcome you into Virginia Credit Union Stadium here in Fredericksburg. Mitchell Spouts with you on the call for game 5 of 6 between the Shorebirds and the Frednets. Delmarva coming off their best offensive display of the season last night, putting 16 runs on the board. Most of that coming in the fifth inning with 7 runs coming in. And a huge night for the number one overall pick in Jackson Holliday, who delivered his first multi-homer game of his career, going yard twice in the fifth and in the ninth inning. 4 total RBIs, third time he's done that this year. And now Delmarva will look to pick up a series win here tonight against the Nationals, as we are under a delayed start at the moment. Originally slated to get going at 6:05. We've been pushed back on 3 different occasions here. Currently sprinkling, but the rain looks like it's just about to the end. They are keeping an extra close eye on it. We didn't get a whole lot of rain over the last hour or so, but the radar didn't look all that promising, so as a result, they just pushed it back a little bit. We do have sprinkles coming down, very light rain at the moment, but after about 8 o'clock, it looks like it's going to clear up pretty well for us, and we should be able to complete a ball game here tonight in Fredericksburg. Wyatt Chaney will get the ball for the Shorebirds. He'll face right-hander Brad Lord. Both these guys are making their second start of the year. Chaney last pitch in relief for Delmarva back on Sunday. He took the loss in a 1-run defeat to Kannapolis. We're just getting started on the On Deck Show. We're looking at about a 7:45 opening pitch here from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Overcast night, rain coming down a little bit, and not a bad crowd here considering the circumstances at the moment. We will take a break, take our driver on the league, and get you set for the opening pitch here of Game 5 on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes 1 and 1 makes 3. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Shorebirds proud and Delmarva proud. Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. Keeping it local with April Brilliant Middays and the ride home with Gary John in the afternoons.
Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night.
Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat.
Show from Fredericksburg, Virginia, getting set for the fifth game of the series between the Shorebirds and the Nationals. Now time for our drive around the league. Also, just a reminder, fans, for those who are just picking us up, 7:45, the estimated first pitch time, so about 10 minutes from now, hoping to get the game started. We were pushed back about an hour and a half due to rain in the area. Just a little bit's come down over the last hour or so, but the radar just was not promising, so they did not want to start the game, and both teams want to make sure you can go a little bit before you run into some trouble down the road, but we should be good once we're able to get the game started. There has been one game that has been postponed today. That is in Kinston, North Carolina. Down East and the Carolina Mudcats will not play today. I believe they've got a doubleheader made up for tomorrow. 2 games in that series to finish things up. Games going on right now. Bottom of the fifth in Salem. Tie game at 3 between the Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. 4-3 Fayetteville. Top of the fifth in Columbia, South Carolina at the moment. Columbia's won 3 out of the first 4 in that series. Charleston 1, Kannapolis nothing in the bottom of the second inning. And also currently in a rain delay is Myrtle Beach and Augusta. Another game scheduled for 6:05 first pitch. They are currently under the delay of weather. In the Orioles ranks, two games have been rained out. The High A club in Aberdeen will not play today. They got postponed for their game against Jersey Shore. They'll make that one up on May 24th. And Bowie and Altoona has been rained out tonight as well up in Pennsylvania. That one will be made up in June. The AAA club, the Norfolk Tides, are currently in action, up 2-0 currently on the Rochester Red Wings. And the Major League club, the Baltimore Orioles, are currently scoreless in the bottom of the second with the Detroit Tigers. That game's at Camden Yards. They got a little wet up there before they got started, but they got going on time as they fight off the weather as we take it right along the coast here. But again, we should have baseball coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And speaking of the game, we'll have the lineups for both teams when we return. That's coming up next on the On Deck Show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Gone Delmarva is big from the icons who defined a generation to the unforgettable anthems of our youth. We provide the soundtrack to your memories. From the Rock Shop with Steve Mons, the Big Hairy Lunch with Charlie, to Nights with Alice Cooper. Follow us on social media and at BigClassicRock.com. We're Big 107.7.
93.5 The Beach has been Delmarva's rock station now for 35 years. We're your one stop for everything that rocks.
Any other fun surprises?
Be listening for exclusive interviews and performances from some of your favorite artists, plus exclusive events and giveaways. Follow us on social media and at 93.5thebeach.com.
There's so much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Get ready to shake it, Delmarva. Listen to 102.5 WBOC, Delmarva's hit music station. From the chart toppers you can't get enough of to the new songs destined to become your favorites, we've got the beats to keep you moving all day.
Can we find love again?
Stay in the loop with the hottest artists, events, and giveaways. Follow us on social media at WBOC1025 and visit our website, WBOC1025.com.
A little over 10 minutes away from the opening pitch of this rain-delayed start, but we expect to have a ball game completed tonight here in Fredericksburg. Now time for the starting lineups. First for your Delmarva Shorebirds, coming off a strong 16-run outing yesterday on 17 hits. They're now 7-6 on the year, managed by Felipe Rojas Alou Jr., and here is his starting nine tonight. Leading off, shortstop Carter Young. Jackson Holliday bats second as the designated hitter. Batting third and catching, Samuel Basayo. In the cleanup spot, third baseman, Anderson De Los Santos. Elio Prado bats fifth in right field. At second base, batting sixth, Anthony Servideo. The center fielder is the seventh batter, Steven Acevedo. Luis Gonzalez bats eighth in left field. And batting ninth, first baseman, Adam Crampton. One more time for the Shorebirds, Young, Holliday, Basayo. De Los Santos, Prado, Servideo, Acevedo, Gonzalez, and Crampton. The starting pitching for the Shorebirds is Wyatt Cheney, making his second start, third appearance of the season. And now for the Frednats, 4-9 on the year, currently three games off the pace of first in the North Division, managed by Jake Lowry, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Donovan Casey once again leads things off. He's in right field. The left fielder batting second is Robert Hassel III. In the three spot, the DH, Daylon Lyle. Brady House bats cleanup at third base. Batting fifth in center field, Elijah Green. Roysmer Quintana bats sixth at first base. At shortstop, batting seventh, Armando Cruz. Doing the catching and batting eighth, Paul Witt. And the ninth batter is second baseman, Cortland Lawson. Again for Fredericksburg, Casey, Hassel, Lyle, House, Green, Quintana, Cruz, Witt, and Lawson. Brad Lord is the starting pitcher tonight for Fredericksburg, making his second start of the season. William Ward is the base umpire. Travis Brewer will call the balls and strikes tonight. We will step aside one final time here from Fredericksburg when we return Game 5. Shorebirds, Frednats. It's next on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Sometimes we win, sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Shorebirds proud and Delmarva proud. Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. Keeping it local with April Brilliant Middays and the ride home with Gary John in the afternoons.
Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night.
Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Coast Country, 103.9 and 106.3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Classic rock on Delmarva is big, from the icons who defined a generation to the unforgettable anthems of our youth. We provide the soundtrack to your memories. From the Rock Shop with Steve Mons, the Big Hairy Lunch with Charlie, to Nights with Alice Cooper. Follow us on social media and at BigClassicRock.com. We're Big 107.7.
93.5 The Beach has been Delmarva's rock station now for 35 years. We're your one stop for everything that rocks.
Any other fun surprises?
Be listening for exclusive interviews and performances from some of your favorite artists, plus exclusive events and giveaways. Follow us on social media and at 93.5thebeach.com.
There's so much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Get ready to shake it, Delmarva. Listen to 102.5 WBOC, Delmarva's hit music station. From the chart toppers you can't get enough of to the new songs destined to become your favorites, we've got the beats to keep you moving all day.
Can we find love again?
Stay in the loop with the hottest artists, events, and giveaways. Follow us on social media at WBOC 1025 and visit our website, WBOC1025.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Classic rock on Delmarva is big, from the icons who defined a generation to the unforgettable anthems of our youth. We provide the soundtrack to your memories. From the Rock Shop with Steve Mons, the Big Hairy Lunch with Charlie, to Nights with Alice Cooper. Follow us on social media and at BigClassicRock.com. We're Big 107.7.
Baseball on this drizzly night here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. About an hour and a half delayed start for us tonight, but we are just about set to get it rolling here from Virginia Credit Union Stadium as Brad Lord is taking the mound for the Fred Nats, right-hander from the University of South Florida in Tampa. 18th round pick by the Nationals, making his second start, third appearance of the year. Last time out a week ago tonight, made a start against Fayetteville. Through five innings, gave up eight hits, but only three runs on the board. One strikeout, two walks. A guy's going to pitch mostly to contact here tonight. One strikeout in his first relief outing. That was back on Easter against Lynchburg through a scoreless inning, 1-2-3. Here's the starting lineup for Delmarva. Fresh off their best game of the year, putting up 16 runs yesterday in a 12-run win over the Fred Nats. Very similar to yesterday. Carter Young leads it off. Jackson Holliday bats second, with Samuel Basayo in the three-hole. Anderson De Los Santos, Elio Prado, Anthony Servidio in the middle. Steven Acevedo, Luis Gonzalez, Adam Crampton rounded out for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Starting lines presented by Preston Automotive Group. Cars cost less at Preston. Defense tonight for the Fred Nats in the outfield from left to right. Robert Hassel III, Elijah Green, and Donovan Casey. The third baseman is Brady House. Back at shortstop is Armando Cruz. At second is Cortland Lawson. And the first baseman is Royce Marquintana. Paul Witt working as the catcher with the right-hander, Brad Lord. And we are ready to go here in Fredericksburg. Shorebirds in the traveling gray uniforms. This is the second time they've worn them this year. Black numbers, orange trim, black caps. Specialty Paw Patrol jerseys tonight for the Fred Nats. First pitch is stung deep to left in the corner, but Robert Hassel III is there. And that'll be a long first out of the game at 7:47 p.m. local time here in Fredericksburg. Good contact that time by Carter Young, but just twisted a bit off the end of the bat. Ball was flying here yesterday. Shorebirds hit three home runs, two of them from this man, Jackson Holliday, getting his first at bat of the night. First pitch to Jackson is down and in right over the shoe tops. 1-0 to the left-handed batting Holliday. Once again, a pretty balanced lineup in there for Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. 1-0 pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner, says Travis Brewer. William Ward out on the base paths. Four lefties, four righties, and a switch hitter. The one switch hitting man was just at the plate in Carter Young. 1-1. Holliday takes another strike. Same spot, same result. And the count is 1-2. Two home runs yesterday for Holliday, a three-run homer in the fifth, solo bomb in the ninth. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Lord strikes him out with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and there are two away quickly for Samuel Basayo. Going right at Holliday, had a couple of nicely placed pitches to get up 1-2 on him and use the fastball to finish him off. And here is Samuel Basayo. Big lefty batting from the left side. First pitch to him is down and out. That's 1-0. Sal did not start the game yesterday, however, came in about halfway through for Creed Willems, who left the game as they were taking care of that hand injury. Got swung on around that glove last night as Basayo takes a ball a little wide outside. 2-0. A swing about the middle part of the game. He took it right off the glove of his catcher's interference and shook up his hand a little bit. He did get a further at bat as the 2-0 pitch is good this time. 2-1 on the outside corner. But eventually took him out in favor of Basayo. Willems not in the lineup today. It's a normal day off for him. Two balls and a strike. The kick and the throw by Brad Lord is off the outside. He's going right to that spot often. And it's 3-1. Basayo in a good hitter's count here against the right-handed throwing Brad Lord, with Anderson De Los Santos due next. They'll score here in the top of the first. 3-1 pitch is a little bit low, and Basayo draws the five-pitch walk. Right at bat for Basayo. A couple close ones in there, but takes it for ball four. And he is on for De Los Santos. Building game conditions at the opening pitch today. 61 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Not a whole lot of wind, overcast. Sun is pretty much set at this point with a little drizzle at the moment, but not that hard of rain at all. First pitch to De Los Santos is off the inside, knee high. And it's 1-0 to the Shorebirds third baseman. Now Marva, in addition to their 16 runs yesterday, had a season-high 17 hits. 9 of the 10 men who came to the plate had at least one base knock last night. Pitch to De Los Santos, rolled off the mound. This will find its way to the center after Lawson deflects it. Into left center it goes. Messiah will make it to third base as that one changed trajectory as it hit the back of the mound, and then Lawson dove for it. And it wasn't quite sized up for him after it hit the mound. Bounced off the lip of his glove, and then he steered it into left center, and Messiah, who is running all the way, gets to third base. First hit of the game goes for De Los Santos, and runners at the corners now for Elio Prado. A chance for Del Marva to score here in the first inning. A walk and a single. And De Los Santos continues his nice week here. It's been his best series of the year. Seventh hit in his fifth start. Righty righty, first pitch to Prado is bounce back foul, 0-1. And this could be the week that gets Anderson De Los Santos going. Got a three-hit game back on Tuesday and now picks up an early hit here tonight. Nothing and one to Elio Prado. Scoring chance here for the Shorebirds with two outs. Sal's got a big lead, not being held on over at third base. 0-1 pitch is a ball just down and out. Plenty of close misses here in the first inning for Brad Lohr. Throw that into that category. That was very close. That's probably a better spot here. 1-1 rather than 0-2. Both runners get their leads again. Lohr kicks and throws. Prado takes one way outside, backhanded by Witt. Slider that time, and it's 2-1. Four-pitch mix for the right-hander. A couple variations of the fastball, four-seam and two-seam. Changeup and a slider, which he just threw there. Prado up in the count here, 2-1. Pitch number 15 of the inning for Brad Lord. A kick in the throw. Prado waves and misses. Chased a changeup. Put it below the knees and then dropped right on him as it got to home. 2-2. Prado batted third yesterday. Had a nice day. A sacrifice fly in addition to a hit early in the game. That was a double. 2-2 pitch. Prado sends one in the air foul. This one will slice into the concourse and out of play. Tomahawks one way up high. Stays 2-2. But had one of six doubles yesterday for the Shorebirds. A season best for them. 17 hits they had. Over half of them were of extra bases. 9 of those 17 to be exact. 2-2. De Los Santos is running. Pitches a called strike three on the inside corner. The throw at second is called out, but it's not going to matter. Prado goes down looking, and the inning is over. Good job by William Ward to at least follow it all the way through, but it did not matter. And De Los Santos is not going to be caught stealing. Prado strikes out looking instead. Still a few words for the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer, for him on the way back to the dugout. And the Shorebirds strand a couple in the top of the first. Why Cheney toes the slab when we return? No score on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Bottom of the first is next.
Sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love alone. Right. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Shorebirds proud and Del Marva proud. Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. Keeping it local with April Brilliant Middays and the ride home with Gary John in the afternoons.
Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night.
Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Coast Country, 103.9 and 106.3.
A single in the last half inning. No scores. We play in the bottom of the first. And here is right-hander Wyatt Cheney making his second start, third appearance overall For the right-hander from McLennan Community College in Bertram, Texas, ERA right of 6 through 6 innings on the mound has given up a total of 4 earned runs and 2 in each outing so far. Here's the order for the Frednats against them here tonight. Donovan Casey, Robert Hassel III, Dalen Lyle at the top, Brady House, Elijah Green, Royce Mar-Quintana in the middle, Armando Cruz, Paul Wick, Cortland Lawson rounded out for Jake Lowry's crawl up. First pitch is a jam shot liner down the right field side, just foul for Casey. In on his hands, fought it off the other direction, and a lot of slice on that ball as it made its way into foul ground, and it's 0-1. It's a leadoff man for Fredericksburg. That one plenty fair when it left the bat, but a heck of a lot of backspin on that one. Dropped it in foul ground by about a foot and a half. 0-1 the count to Casey. Continues his rehab work from the AAA club in Rochester, New York, who is in Norfolk this week. 0-1 from Cheney. A check swing. It's good anyway. Good breaking ball that time from Cheney. Sticks it right at the bottom of the zone, and he's up 0-2 to Donovan Casey. Cheney rocks back, 0-2 pitch. A laser beam to center right at Steven Acevedo as he makes the catch chest high. Struck that like a rocket, but right to Acevedo, who charged in just a little bit, and there's one away. Here's Acevedo and the rest of the defense for the Shorebirds. In left field is Luis Gonzalez. You just mess out of Acevedo in center. Elio Prado in right. Anderson De Los Santos, Carter Young, Anthony Servideo, and Adam Crampton around the horn on the infield from third to first. Samuel Basayo, the battery mate tonight for Wyatt Cheney. One gone in the inning on 3 pitches for Cheney. Here is Robert Hassel III. First pitch is up and out. And it's 1-0 to the number 2 man. Another man who's continuing his rehab assignment from the AA club in Harrisburg, the Senators. 1-0. A jam shot liner right to De Los Santos. Right in his tracks, makes the catch. Might have broken his bat on that as well, but another one that he knuckled right over to De Los Santos but didn't even move. Squatted down, made the catch. 2 gone now for Cheney as Dalen Lyle comes up. Another one that screams off the bat, but when you get jammed and you generate that backspin, it slows down fast. As the pitch to Lyle is a strike from Cheney on the inside part, 0-1. It jumps off the bat and slows down in a hurry. No score, bottom of the first, 0-1 pitch to Lyle, and he takes the ball low. On a hook from Cheney, 1-1. 3 innings in each appearance, a couple earned runs each time for Wyatt. Once as a starter, one in relief, as there's a ball outside to Lyle, now 2-1. Pitched the home opener last Tuesday as the starter, worked in relief last Sunday against Kannapolis in the tough 5-4 defeat. 2-1, a half swing, he could not hold up. A strike call by Travis Brewer. Lyle doesn't believe it. Would have been a ball otherwise, but the home plate umpire said he went around. That's 2-2. 10th pitch of the inning coming up for Cheney, and time is called. Lyle calls at the last second. I think he's still trying to reset his gears after he thought he had ball 3, instead it's now 2-2. Here it comes. A locket in the center, a base hit for Lyle. A letter high fastball as he got on top of it and leveled it right back where it came from. 2-out base runner now for Fredericksburg and the former Dalen Lyle. Here's Brady House. House once again the cleanup spot, his 4th start of the week. Only game he did not play in is on Wednesday afternoon. First pitch to House, he rolls one up the middle into center field. Turning second, heading for third. The throw is going to come there, but easily in there is Dalen Lyle. Back-to-back singles for the Frednats, and now they put runners at the corners with 2 outs as House jumps on the first pitch. Acevedo went to third, but little to no chance to get Dalen Lyle the way he moves. By the time he scooped it up, he was about halfway there. Fortunately for Delmarva, it was a good throw by Acevedo that was played well by De Los Santos. No error furthermore. So the Shorebirds in their half of the first, after the first 2 minutes of the inning were retired, they got runners at the corners via a walk and a hit. And now Fredericksburg with 2 hits has them at the corners with 2 outs for Elijah Green. Janie's pitch to him is a floating breaking ball outside at 74. 1-0 to Green in center field tonight once again. A tremendous athlete out there. 1-0 pitch. A swing and a foul back. He had a good cut on one. One ball and a strike. Green yesterday, 1-for-5, had a two-run single. Otherwise, he struck out three times in the game. In a matchup where Delmarva ran away in the fifth inning, scoring seven times in the 16-4 win. 1-1 pitch, a rocket into center. That's another hit, and a run's going to score. House stops around second and retreats in a hurry. Three straight hard-hit singles by the Nats. Lyle House and Green, and Fredericksburg takes a 1-0 lead here in the first. Fastball inner part of the plate, got the barrel to it. And House, who tried to make it to third, put on the brakes and scampered back. And the Fred Nats have timed up the fastball for Wyatt Chaney pretty well. The curve and changeup have been praised pretty well. Well, here's Royce Marquintana. Well, the Shorebirds will start this game playing from behind, first and second with two outs now. After Chaney got the first two, as a pitch to Quintana as a strike. Bullseye at 90 from Chaney, who's not a hard thrower, but mixes his pitches really well. Got off a great season at McLennan Community College in Texas. Big strikeout numbers this past year. 0-1 pitch, a wave and a miss. There's the curveball. Got him way out in front of it. Good change of pace since 0-2. This is game number 14 for the Shorebirds. Their opponent has scored first in nine of them now. So more often than not, Delmarva started the game playing from behind. That was not the case yesterday. Jumped out 2-0 in the second. Both runners get their leads. 0-2 pitch. It's in the dirt. Good block by Basayo. Takes it right off the chest. Ball and two strikes. As Chaney gears up for pitch number 18 of the inning, he's thrown 12 strikes so far. He's dialed in the zone, but the ones that have had plenty of the plate, the Fred Nats have struck well. Last three batters in particular have found homes with their hits. 1-2 to Quintana. It's outside. Threw him the spinner. Got him on that front foot, leaning a little bit, but able to hold the bat back. 2-2. Got a long way to go yet. Say it all the time. You got to more often than not score a run anyway to win a game. More than that, perhaps. 2-2. A foul back as Quintana waits on that changeup. Got a piece since 2-2. He can't win a game scoring zero, so Delmarva's going to have to put a run on the board anyway. One run's not going to hurt too bad. Got to limit the damage, though. Fred Nat's trying to keep this inning going. Chaney's still working from the stretch. 2-2. A bouncing ball foul off the plate into the backstop. If it hits the plate and stays in fair ground, that can be played as a fair ball. However, went back behind. Foul. There are occasions where a batter will just spike one straight down and it'll sit on home plate. That is in fair territory. A pop-up a mile high behind home. Basayo will run over. Does he have room? He does not. It's about six rows back in the seats. And Quintana continues this long at-bat. He'll see a seventh pitch from Chaney. This becomes an at-bat for Wyatt that you really want to win now, considering you've exhausted this many pitches with two outs in the inning especially. Just crossing the 8 o'clock hour, about an hour and a half delayed start here tonight. Chaney's 2-2 again. A foul once more. Third consecutive foul ball by Royce Marquintana. And these are the at-bats right here that can elevate that pitch count quickly. Chaney in his first start threw 54 pitches in three innings. Last time in relief, 41. Three innings out of the pen. 2-2. A swing and a miss. Blew him away with the high fastball as he strikes out Quintana to end the inning. But the Fred Nats do take the lead thanks to three straight hits. They strand a couple. And we are through and into play. It's 1-0 Fredericksburg on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Shorebirds proud and Delmarva proud. Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. Keeping it local with April Brilliant Middays and the ride home with Gary John in the afternoons.
Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night.
Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3.
Top of the second inning here at the delayed start. About an hour, 40-minute delay tonight. We're back playing baseball, and let's see if the Delmarva Shorebirds can make it worth the wait tonight. Down 1-0 early. Anthony Servideo will get started against Brad Lord. Each team with a similar first inning, but the Fred Nats scored a run. Delmarva did not. First pitch to Servideo is a little bit low. A 91-mile-an-hour heater by Lord. Shorebirds put two on with two outs. Runners at the corners. Did not score. Three straight hits by the Nationals with two outs. Got him a run. As Servideo takes it a bit low. Again, 2-0. Daylon Lyle, Brady House, and Elijah Green all consecutively with two outs. Green picked up the RBI. It's a 1-0 game. 2-0 to Servideo. Down and away. Now 3-0. Anthony looking to build off last night, hit his first homer of the year. Drove in two in that seven-run fifth inning. Opposite field shot to left. 3-0 pitch is low. Nothing close really there for Servideo. He draws the four-pitch free ride, and he is on for Steven Acevedo. Drizzling at the moment here, but it's very light rain. Something you can play through. Really don't need a raincoat. There are some ponchos on out there, some rain jackets. But this is about as bad as it's going to get tonight right now. And all turf, pretty much plain surface here, except for the infield dirt. First pitch to Acevedo. A clutch, but a strike called on the inside corner at 0-1. This turf surface will drain a lot quicker than a normal grass surface that you'd see at most other ballparks. Purdue Stadium included, so that moisture will get absorbed very quickly as the 0-1 is fouled back and out of play by Acevedo, quickly 0-2. It wasn't raining a whole lot during that delayed period, but there was a not-so-promising radar, and you have to really kind of follow that even if it's not raining, especially when it comes at the point of starting a baseball game, because no one really wants to throw their pitcher if you know there's a chance you might get halted in the second inning. As the 0-2 pitch is inside, almost hit Acevedo, 1-2. As a fan of a game, as you watch it, you see no rain, and you wonder why are they not playing. That's kind of the main reason why. You want to make sure if you start a game, there's a clear path there where you won't get stopped eventually. Good lead for Servideo off first. 1-2 pitch, a wave and a miss. A strikeout for Brad Lord as he gets his third K of the night. Fastball about letter high, and Acevedo couldn't get to it. One gone for Luis Gonzalez. One nothing, Fred Nats, top of the second, as it continues to rain softly here. First pitch to Gonzalez is a ball just down and out, right below the knees. And out of the big swinging lefty, making his third consecutive start. Did not play in the first two games of the series and now has been in the lineup since Thursday night. Second straight game for him in left field. Big lead for Servideo. He stays as the pitch is down and in, now 2-0. Sherbirds did make a roster move prior to the game. Maxwell Costas has been placed on the injured list. Going back to him being hit on the helmet a couple nights ago. Talked to him before the game. He's feeling all right, but just playing it cautious now with a head injury. He will not play till next week. 2-0 pitch. Check swing. That one's good on the inside part. 2-1. Counter move to that. Michael Montecone, a catcher with the Shorebirds last year, has been recalled from the Florida Complex League. Frank coming down a little bit harder. 2-1 pitch. It's inside now, 3-1. Montecone will be the 29th man on the roster at the moment. Delmarva does have an open spot of the 30-man maximum. Montecone gives the Shorebirds a third catcher. Creed Willems also battling a bit of a hand injury. 3-1 offering, a swing and a foul back into the wire. Good cut that time by Gonzalez, 3-2. Rain coming down a lot more steady now. It's light rain, not heavy stuff, but it is coming down steady, and a lot of people are heading for the concourse area to take cover. We're trying to fight through it here. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a foul just to our right. Right over the top of the press box. Game's 3-2. Gonzalez will see a seventh pitch here from Brad Lord. Never easy pitch in the rain. That ball is going to get a lot wet, a lot easier if it's exposed. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a pop-up foul. This time to our left into the second level. Stays 3-2. Gonzalez trying to work his way on against Lord. Adam Crampton due next with one out here. And the top of the second inning, 1-0 Fredericksburg. Servideo, another good lead off of first. He's running. The pitch is low. They will not need to throw down. It's a walk to Gonzalez. Good timing on the jump by Servideo. Not going to matter, though. Second walk of the inning for Brad Lord. First and second with one out for Crampton. And out comes the pitching coach, Justin Lord. No relation to talk with Brad Lord. And fighting through the rain a little bit. It's not raining hard, but enough where that ball can maybe get a little slippery. So maybe just give an extra minute and see if that calms the rain down just a little bit. Also, you factor in a pitch at bat there. A young pitcher like him can get really unsettled, but he's one that's moved around a little bit, pitched a couple of years of junior college ball before ended up at South Florida, where he pitched for 2 years, mostly as a starter. Now 9 strikeouts per 9 innings over his 2-year career with the Bulls. Crampton bats, first pitch to the ready, is rolled to the right side. It deflects off the glove of the first baseman. Quintana tries to glove flip, but can't get out of his glove, as he was almost a second base on that. Everybody's safe, and they're loaded up for Carter Young. Quintana was there, a little out of his reach, but he got a piece of it and kept it in the infield, maybe saved a run. And then his only shot was second base, and he tried to glove flip it there, but he never really had it. Just kind of rolled it even further. I'm going to give that as a hit, I would assume. Bases are loaded now for Carter Young. Big opportunity here for the Shorebirds against Brad Lohr in the second. The pitch is a strike. Starts him with a slider. 0-1. Double play can get the Fred Nats out of the inning. Servideo at third. Gonzalez at second. Crampton at first. All three run well. 0-1 pitch. Young grounds one left side through for a hit. In to score Servideo. Stopping at third is Gonzalez. Station to station, and we're tied on an RBI single by Carter Young. And a big handshake with Daniel Fajardo over at first base, the coach over there for the Shorebirds, and you can see the emotion a little bit from both of them. That's a big hit for Carter Young, who has been trying to get on the right track here, and that's one that can really get your momentum going. And Young ties the game at one, back-to-back hits. Servideo scores on the play. They're still loaded for Jackson Holiday. Back-to-back hits. Lord's first pitch to Jackson is a ball just outside. Close pitch. 1-0 the count. A huge opportunity for a young man coming off the best game of his young career yesterday with the two home runs. Third time he's driven in four in a game this year. 1-0 pitch. Holiday takes it low, 2-0. And Lord feels like he's on an island right now, the way he just has not been able to command the strike zone. The back-to-back hits now. Coming off a five-inning start against Fayetteville a week ago tonight. No decision in that outing. 2-0 pitch. Holiday takes it outside. 3-0. A lot of fans watching from under the concourse area where they're covered up. As the rain is steady, everyone who's got a raincoat or a poncho or is just trying to tough it out still in their seats. 3-0 to Jackson Holiday in a 1-1 game. Here's the pitch. Holiday takes a low strike. Holiday was a few steps down to first, thought that was ball four. So he'll get another opportunity to hit. He would have loved the RBI via the walk, but knowing Jackson Holiday and the gamer that he is, he'd rather knock him home than take it via the walk. Any player would in this spot. 3-1. A hot shot ground ball, third base into left. In to score Gonzalez, and once again, station to station. And right on cue, instead of taking it through the bases loaded to walk, he strikes one in the opposite field. Back-to-back-to-back hits for Delmarva gives him a 2-1 lead. Shot that ball right in between Brady House at third and Armando Cruz at short, but hit so hard. Only one base for everybody. But the beat goes on here. Runners at every base for Samuel Basayo. Crampton at third, Young at second, Holiday now at first. Big swinging Basayo at the plate. First pitch to him, a big bouncer to second, could be two. Lawson to Cruz on to first. That is indeed a double play. 4-6-3 on a sharp one hopper by Samuel Basaba right to the Fred Nat second baseman. But the Shorebirds do take the lead, and we go now to the bottom of the second. It's 2-1 in favor of Delmarva on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Rock on Delmarva is big from the icons who defined a generation to the unforgettable anthems of our youth. We provide the soundtrack to your memories. From the Rock Shop with Steve Mons, the Big Hairy Lunch with Charlie, to Nights with Alice Cooper. Follow us on social media and at BigClassicRock.com. We're Big 107.7.
93.5 The Beach has been Delmarva's rock station now for 35 years. We're your one stop for everything that rocks.
Any other fun surprises?
Be listening for exclusive interviews and performances from some of your favorite artists, plus exclusive events and giveaways. Follow us on social media and at 93.5thebeach.com.
To love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
RBI singles for Carter Young and Jackson Holiday make it a 2-1 lead for Delmarva here in the bottom half of the second inning. A big opportunity for the Shorebirds. They get two, however, could have been a little bit more, but the big double play turned by Fred Nat's infield off the bat of Samuel Basile limits what could have been another big inning. A hard hit, but right to the second baseman as the rain continues to come down. I lied, I'd say this is the hardest to come down tonight. Wyatt Chaney got to fight through the elements. First pitch is inside to Armando Cruz. A lot of more fans have flocked to the concourse area. 1-0 pitch, Armando Cruz takes the ball down and out. 2-0 the count. Not an ideal spot for any pitcher. Not easy to hit in this situation either. 2-0, Cruz takes it outside now 3-0. But you always wonder about the ability to grip the baseball here, and we'll see how effective Wyatt Cheney is able to do it. 3-0 pitch. Cruz takes all the way. It's ball four. And that rain's coming down pretty steadily. And up comes Paul Witt. And now Cheney looking for a double play. Righty, righty. First pitch, the catcher Witt is upstairs. Five straight outside the zone for Wyatt Cheney. Might see a mound visit soon here. Just based off the command right now for Cheney, not like him. And he can really kind of point to the weather quite a bit with that. 1-0 is a ball outside. Sherbert's up, they had a strike. Not a bad pitch. 2-0 though, now to Paul Witt. A throw over to first. Cruz is back with a head first dive. Keeping a close eye. Also another effort to probably stall here. Now both teams have had to deal with this as a 2-0 pitch is a number foul up along third, 2-1. And no real advantage either way. If anything, it's who is pitching on the mound when the rain comes down the hardest. And this is that occasion here. I thought the way it looked, we were probably good once we got started, but now it's coming down probably the strongest all night since we've been here. 2-1 pitch is high, 3-1. Really didn't rain at all once we got to the ballpark, and they were keeping an eye on the radar. The tarp was on the field. As a precaution, they delayed the game, but now here comes the rain, and it's hard as Cruz runs. 3-1 pitch is high, it's ball four. And Cruz is having a tough time. I should say Cheney's having a tough time grip the baseball. You can tell trying to just wipe off that hand. And out comes pitching coach Adam Blade to help him out. But nine pitches, eight of them outside the zone. And again, hard to fault Cheney for this. And they're going to try and stall and see if they can fight through the rain here. Hoping it might subside just a little bit. Best you can hope for here. Just get a double play or a spot where the Fred Nance might help you out, make it out on the bases. The two umpires are going to talk. They are going to send the teams back into the dugouts, and this is the right decision here. We are going to enter a rain delay here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Just hard to play through this current elements on the field, and this will result in a rain delay. So we'll see what happens from here. With the delayed start, we still run into some rain anyway, and not what either pitcher wants to have happen here, considering the game has started. You've already gone an inning if you're Wyatt Cheney, two if you're Brad Lord. And if it's a quick rain delay, not going to matter that much. If it's a longer one, though, and the game potentially delays for an hour, or we go into a possible suspension or anything like that, that's when it hurts a little bit more. But for now, both teams are just in their respective dugouts. And again, if it subsides a little bit, we'll be back. However, the tarp is coming out onto the field. So what we'll do is we will step aside for now, and we'll give you an update as we come in. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes on the Sherbirds Baseball Network.
We lose sometimes and win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Shorebirds proud and Delmarva proud. Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. Keeping it local with April Brilliant Middays and the ride home with Gary John in the afternoons.
Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night.
Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Coast Country, 103.9 and 106.3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Classic rock on Delmarva is big, from the icons who defined a generation to the unforgettable anthems of our youth. We provide the soundtrack to your memories. From the Rock Shop with Steve Mons, the Big Hairy Lunch with Charlie, to Nights with Alice Cooper. Follow us on social media and at BigClassicRock.com. We're Big 107.7.
93.5 The Beach has been Delmarva's rock station now for 35 years. We're your one stop for everything that rocks.
Any other fun surprises?
Be listening for exclusive interviews and performances from some of your favorite artists, plus exclusive events and giveaways. Follow us on social media and at 93.5thebeach.com.
To love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Get ready to shake it, Delmarva. Listen to 102.5 WBOC, Delmarva's hit music station. From the chart toppers you can't get enough of to the new songs destined to become your favorites, we've got the beats to keep you moving all day.
Can we find love again?
Stay in the loop with the hottest artists, events, and giveaways. Follow us on social media at WBOC 1025 and visit our website, WBOC1025.com.
Mitchell Spelch back with you from Fredericksburg. We have entered a rain delay here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Rain still coming down pretty hard. Tarp is on the field. Some fans are making their way towards the exit. Some are still hanging around the concourse getting some food, and we'll see if we have a ball game to continue tonight. I said at the top of the broadcast, it looked like based on when we were starting this game that we were going to get through it tonight, but at the moment it's raining, and at least the weather app tells me it's about to stop in about 25 minutes. We're right in the middle of really the last kind of cloud of rain for the rest of the night. So I would imagine we're going to stick this out to the end of it, and then we will come back and play baseball. That's just me guessing, though. Nothing to back that up. But we'll see. But currently downpouring, and I think this is, again, this is the last thing teams want to have happen. You don't want to start a game and then run into this in the second inning, especially considering the game was already delayed the way it was. So we're in a rain delay. We'll see how long it lasts. The tarp is on the field. It is a turf playing surface for the most part here, so the condensation will drain rather quickly. It's the infield you got to protect, and you might have to do a little work with it. And we'll see, in fact, how long that would take if the tarp does indeed come off the field. Both teams at the moment are just in their respective dugouts as we wait for the delay of the pass. We are currently in the bottom of the second inning in a 2-1 lead for the Shorebirds, going down 1-0 in the first after an RBI single by Elijah Green with two outs. Delmarva countered with seven batters in the next inning, had a run of three consecutive hits. The latter two of Carter Young and Jackson Holiday pushed Delmarva ahead 2-1. Had a big chance in that second inning, though. Bases were loaded with one out for Samuel Bisaiwa as the line kept moving, but he hit into a sharp double play at second to help the Frednats get out of the inning. In the bottom of the second, Wyatt Cheney walked the first two men of the frame, and that's when we stopped playing. A mound visit for Adam Blade, and then the rain just kept coming down harder, and the umpiring crew agreed time to halt play, and that's exactly what they've done here. So we're currently in a rain delay, and we'll see again how long this lasts. And hopefully we have baseball soon for you, but we'll keep you updated on that. In the meantime, we'll get you some scores for you. Baltimore Orioles having a good night so far. Camden Yards, as it stands right now, they lead 5-0 over the Detroit Tigers, looking for a fifth straight win. That game is in the fifth inning. Carolina League scores. Lynchburg has taken a 5-3 lead over Salem in the bottom of the eighth. Fayetteville and Columbia are tied at 5 in the bottom of the 8th. That's been a really good series so far. Kannapolis, with 4 runs in the 4th, have a 4-3 lead over Charleston, but the River Dogs have just struck for 2 in the top of the 5th and are threatening to tie or take the lead. 2 games postponed by weather tonight, hopefully not a third here. Carolina and Down East, rained out. Myrtle Beach and Augusta will have their game pushed back to a later date because of weather. A lot of rain delays for those South Division teams. Not a whole lot here on the northern side of things, but tonight not the great weather day for a lot of these teams in the neighborhood. And those are your scores currently also in the minor league affiliates. 2 of them got rained out tonight. Aberdeen at home against Jersey Shore and Bowie at Altoona. Neither of them will play. Bowie's pushing their game back to be rescheduled on June 21st. Aberdeen will make up their game with Jersey Shore on May 24th. Otherwise, the only other minor league game is the AAA club in Norfolk, who leads Rochester currently 7-2 in the bottom of the 5th inning. So what we'll do as we wait for this rain to clear up, we will stay on the air, but you'll hear mostly just dead air. If that's the sign, that means as of now, we'll still have a game going. If you try and listen to the game and it tells you it's an error, can't connect, probably a sign we are going to be rained out for the night. Stay connected to the social media channels. We will update you through there. But as of now, we are on a rain delay. We're going to pause for now, but stay on the air and hopefully have a further update for you soon. If I have one, I'll provide it for you and hopefully you stick around with us. Currently 8:30 Eastern time. We'll see how long the delay lasts. And hopefully we're playing baseball rather soon as the rain continues to come down here in Fredericksburg. So we'll step aside for now. Hopefully chat with you soon. 2-1 Delmarva, bottom of the 2nd. Hopefully an update coming your way soon on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.